I lay on the bed, still, awaiting my mistress's touch. You have left me here, tied up, blindfold over my eyes and noise-canceling headphones over my ears. My world is empty, save for the fabric of the bed underneath me. I would feel scared, but I know you're there, somewhere in the room, watching me, making sure I stay relaxed. If I were to panic, you'd be here in an instant, rubbing me in a hug. But tonight I remain still. I know that if I wait long enough, you will reward me and, to be honest, waiting isn't hard, knowing my mistress is close. I startle as I feel your finger run down my back. Every sensation is magnified many times when I have no other senses like this. I feel you run another finger along my back on the way up, and I do not startle again because I know you are here, mistress. I feel you move around my body, squeezing my ass, caressing my breasts, moving your hand up and down my thighs, teasing me. Finally, I cannot hold out much longer and I feel the words, "Please, mistress," leave my lips. You hold me close, stabilizing me as you let me see and here again. My eyes adjust to the light and I see you close, beautiful as ever in lovely lingerie. I go to say something, but you shush me and tell me that I will get what I need, but I need to wait. And you get up to get something. I mumble out another question, asking you what you're doing tonight. And you must hear how unsure my voice is, because you come right over and wrap your arms around me warmly and ask me if I'm okay. I tell you I will be, but I whimper with need at your touch and tell you how wet and needy you've made me, how much I don't think I can go on without release. As much as I can tell you have other plans tonight, I feel a burning need for release now. You pause, contemplating, and then move your hand down there, where my arousal is too much to bear. I nearly scream out in pleasure, just barely keeping myself from grinding wildly against your hand. And then you pull your hand away and ask me if I can hold it back. I nod, uncomfortable but not wanting to disappoint my mistress. Your eyes remain locked on mine, making sure that I really can hold out. And then you kiss me and call me your good girl. Your praise almost makes up for my lost orgasm, flooding me with a sense of pride that I've pleased you. You finally answer my question, telling me that you're going to show me how special I am to you tonight. Your answer is much more vague than usual, but it is enough to make me curious and excited. You unbind me, lead me over to where you were earlier and show me a small box that you had been taking out of the drawer. You ask me to open it, and I do, finding an ornate collar. Its design is intricate, with a long chain ending in a single silver stainless steel ring and a second higher chain ending in two intertwined hearts. To the average person, it would be a nice piece of jewelry, but to me, it is a promise from my mistress that she will care for me. And the best of all is the engraving on two hearts. Forever. I look up at you, a bit stunned, and you ask me if I like it. I respond with a nod, stunned into silence by your promise. Forever. It's a promise you said you'd make me when we were ready. You lean down and hug me, asking me if I'm okay or if you scared me with a sudden promise. I can't help but let tears flow, telling you how happy I am to finally be yours, permanently. That has been a part of me, worried for months that you'd eventually grow tired of me and move on. And then you remind me why I left, mistress, with your soft declarations of how much you love me and how important I am to you. You tell me that you could never feel what you feel with me with anyone else. I tell you how much I need you, and I ask you to put the collar on me, to make me yours forever. And as you place the collar around my neck, its weight feels right. Like it is what I've been missing for so very long. I'm yours forever, mistress. I remember when you told me about this idea and asked me what I thought. How you described this as an object like a wedding ring, binding us together. In its own way, it is stronger than a ring could be. It is a unique promise. One between mistress and me, your pet, your sweetness, but also a promise between me and you, two lovers. A promise of protection and love. Even if its full meaning cannot be understood by most people, they can still understand the underlying meaning of our hearts intertwined, the promise of the word forever. I come back to reality to find you checking to make sure I'm okay. I give you a reassuring kiss and then ask of you, please, take me, mistress. Show me who I belong to. Show me how much you need your good girl. And I see the fire light within your eyes at that, eager to fulfill my wish, to take control, to give me the pleasure you denied me earlier. However, you ask me to go to the mirror first. I follow your orders, walking with you to the mirror. You stand with me in front of it and ask what I see. I tell you I see a slave and her mistress. You tell me I'm wrong, that I'm not a slave because I can choose to leave at any time and got to choose my mistress. Then you ask me to describe myself. I describe myself as an individual whose only worth is being possessed by my mistress, This earns me spanking. As you explained that you wouldn't possess me if I had no worth. And you ask me to try again. I failed to come up with an adequate description and apologize. You spank me lightly in response and then describe me as an incredible, beautiful woman who has chosen to give myself to my mistress. I protest, but you spank me again, insisting that I am incredible in so many ways and that you need me to see that. For you, mistress, I look past my doubt and I'm able to see what you see. I may not entirely believe it myself yet, but if you insist that I am beautiful and incredible, then I will believe it. I tell you as much, mistress, and you kiss me and tell me that I've taken a step in the right direction, and that you will make sure I know someday how wonderful I am. You ask me to get on the bed, and I do, eager to please. I am yours, after all. I feel restraints slip back on as you turn me over and make it clear you want to see my face as you take me. And as you slide into me, I'm unable to contain my moans. I let myself cry out for more, begging and pleading. My arousal from earlier back in full force. You slide in and out, moaning as you do. You tell me to beg, and so I do. I beg for more, for you to go faster. I tell you how desperately I need you, how much I couldn't live without you. You hold me close and tell me that you feel the same, that you need me so very much. And I find myself on the edge of an orgasm again. As soon as I do, I beg, letting you know what I need, and you tell me to come. I let myself lose all control, coming for you. I'm left breathless for several seconds, and you hold me close. When I catch my breath, I comment that you haven't come and ask you what you'd like me to do about that. At that, you simply smile and say that you want me to get you off whatever way I please. So I get between your gorgeous legs and pleasure you with my mouth. Your moans fill the air, and I can tell that even if you won't say so, you need this. You orgasm quickly, likely because of how turned on you get while dominating me. I swallow your cream and move out to lay next to you. You cuddle me, holding me close, and tell me that I'm amazing, that you love me, and that you are glad that I want to stay with you forever. I tell you that you're an amazing mistress. That I love you, and that I will never ever think of leaving you, because I've wanted nothing more in the world than to be yours. Thank you, mistress, for tonight, for every night before this, and for all the nights that I have left to spend with you. I am yours forever, my love.